Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Review, a special presentation of the Good Day program featuring voices that you know, people's minds that you understand. Not always the case with Jennifer, but sometimes we can work around what it is that she's thinking and make some sense of it. No, did I just say that?
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Look at that. Starting off already.
Wow.
Wasting your time. That's
so,
right.
Jennifer, I don't want to waste any time. We've got to get to it because we have a lot of things to talk about this week on our review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
This is the
companion piece to the Talk Radio Countdown show. Jennifer Horn is here from KRLA in Los Angeles and the Good Day program. And Jay Kirshner is here from Good Day. Doug Steffen is here from Good Day. I will go through, I think I'll just go through the list quickly, and then I want to pick out a few things. One thing that really is annoying me, and I think it ought to annoy everybody, but first, the Texas wildfires, we kind of know what's going on there. That's number 10. What the Supreme Court is doing is 9. The war in Russia and the Ukraine is 8. The Middle Eastern war is 7. The Bidens and all their nonsense is 6. McConnell leaving leadership position is 5. No government shutdown is number 4. The migrant situation and what's going on with traveling in Central America, number 3, presidential race is 2, and Trump and his legal battle is number 1. What really, really, really is sending me over the edge today is something that I've been thinking about since last night, actually. There was a report yesterday that came from a questionable source, that 100 Palestinians were, I like to use this allegedly and reportedly and stuff like that, were killed in the Gaza, 700 wounded. Israeli forces supposedly opened fire on crowds gathering near a convoy of aid trucks. Now, there are a number of conflicting accounts about this. Some of the Palestinians accused Israeli troops of firing on residents who were just there to get food. Israeli military claims the crowd stampeded toward the trucks, and that's what the video shows. But yet CNN and MSNBC and some of the other left-leaning news media, New York Times, immediately accused the Israelis of killing Palestinians for no good reason. And so we have this, this is supposedly legitimate news from supposedly legitimate sources. This has been going on all through this incursion with Hamas and
Israel. Yeah, remember when they said that Israel bombed out the hospital? Remember that
right.
One? And that they,
and it was not
and
them,
it was actually
Hamas.
It was actually Hamas bombing their own place and their own people.
But yet,
it's crazy.
These people are citing the Hamas military, it's the Hamas run health ministry that they're using as a source. There's no credibility to the health ministry. So the Hamas news agency, Hamas health ministry says 30,000 Palestinians have died so far. We all know there have been a lot of Palestinians who were killed, and we all know that we wish it weren't so. You can excuse it any way you want to, war, blah, 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 but still, could they be more careful? I don't know, I'm not there. But I know that I don't believe a damn word that the Hamas-run health ministry says, and I guess I couldn't work for MSNBC, and I couldn't work for CNN, and I couldn't work for the New York Times, because I don't believe any of this.
Well, and I know how, as a news organization, when you've been burned before with this kind of, and it, look, I'm not trying to say that they have to be, because obviously they lean towards being a little anti-Israel, but just be honest, right? If this is something, investigate it. Don't just take it at the world, especially when you've been burned once before by the Palestinians who come out and say that it's Israel when really it's Hamas. I mean, you've got to check and double check. I don't know how that isn't.
How would you believe a word?
There's no journalism. There's
they
just
came
nothing.
From Hamas.
Right.
Why would you, in this specific thing,
I mean,
but
they
sent
out press releases. I mean, this is, and you've been burned by this before. You looked stupid for reporting it a few months
Very
ago.
Stupid. Or are you trying understand. To tell us something? Is it not right. stupid? Is it purposeful? Is it deliberate? Is it trying to get, for whatever their reasons, this anti-Israeli sentiment? Listen, there's plenty of reasons
to
be ticked off.
And you know as well as I do, when they report something wrong and people see it, as much as you can do a retraction or you can do a switch, you may never recapture everybody that's seen it. And the retraction always ends up, you know, at the end of a newscast or in the bottom of a page of a newspaper. It never. Yeah. And so when you put that news out there, there are a lot of people who function with the vision that's true.
Outrageous. All right, let's talk about this Texas blaze called the Smokehouse Creek Fire, largest wildfire in Texas state history. The flames are spreading all across the state's panhandle. Actually, they're into Oklahoma today as we do this program. 1,700 square miles, bigger than the state of Rhode Island, have been burned to a crisp. And now, according to the last couple of days, it's only been 3 or 4% contained. Two people have been killed. 83-year-old woman whose house burned down in the town of Stinnett. Let's see, what else? Livestock, cattle burned to a crisp. Is it like a barbecue? The panhandle has got 85% of the state's 12 million cattle. And they've been, most of them have been driven away from the blaze, so that's good. High winds, low humidity. So this weekend, there'll be a lot of photos. You'll be able to see a lot of footage. You'll be able to see, interestingly enough, I would bet that the news media will compare and contrast here, because up north in the Sierra Nevadas is a blizzard warning for 10 feet, not inches, 10 feet of snow that's expected to accumulate in the mountains this weekend. So there'll be no water problems, Jennifer.
That helps.
In,
it's got to help, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Imagine, though, encountering, I haven't, 2015, February of 2015, we had a snowstorm here. That's when the roof collapsed on my farm, in down at the farm in the feeding lot area, and I had 8 cows killed because of the weight of 11 feet of snow on top of the roofs of the feedlot. We had 11 feet of snow. It had snowed for 10 days, constantly a foot or more a day. And some of the drifts where we were piling the snow up, 30 feet. 30 feet of snow. Hard to imagine. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there were a number of cases, which I would ask the two of you, Jennifer and Jay, if you were following the Supreme Court this week, which of the cases that have come before them that's been discussed a good deal is the most interesting? Is it Donald Trump's case? Is it social media? Because the Supreme Court seems to be getting more and more attention. Is it because of the membership? Are we back to the same thing we were talking about with regard to the Palestinians in Gaza? That you believe the press releases that come from certain entities, and in this case, you know, there are two sides. It's a legal fight. You have lawyers on both sides, and one side's doing a lot of press, and the other side's not. And I think that's the case with any number. Certainly with Trump, there are plenty of press release sort of circumstances. So anyway, you can pick one if you want to talk about it or not. I mean,
I think the most significant thing is that the Supreme Court has said that they'll pick up the immunity case of Donald Trump, and that's because it delays everything. Jack Smith wanted to make this trial go early so that Trump was dealing with it all the way through the election year, but with the Supreme Court taking it up, they won't make their ruling.
Do we know that's why he wanted to do it? Did somebody say, is that why you're doing it? Or is that speculation on your part?
He actually tried to push forward to get the Supreme Court to decide right away because he wants to make this happen during this year. And the reason I'll tell you why, and the reason that this was sort of a win for Trump, even though there hasn't been any decision made yet, is that this is going to slow it down significantly. So now the trial, which was supposed to start in March this month, is now not. The Supreme Court won't rule on it until June, which means then his legal team, Trump's legal team, will be able to ask for a few months of discovery. And then maybe around election time, that's when you would have Jack Smith be able to start his trial if everything moved perfectly and if the Supreme Court ruled against Trump. So it could be possible that they rule for him and it's a non-issue, but they rule against him and they move forward on it. Then you have the question, is Jack Smith going to be able to go after someone who is a presumptive nominee maybe at that point if he has already won the election? If the trial doesn't start until November, can Trump actually pardon himself at that point if he does win, or will this look like election interference?
Well,
it delays. But if he wins, then the writing would be on the wall. So there's a lot of different things that could happen. But by slowing it down, that was what the Trump team wanted, and that was not what the Jack Smith team wanted.
All right. So that's that. Jay, thoughts on the. You're more a social media person.
Yeah, the social media thing for sure.
I like a perfect team, the yin and the yang.
Yes. Up in the
questioning
net.
Whose
in
freedom of speech is really at risk with content moderation and taking on challenging the state laws in Texas and Florida, limiting how the internet companies are policing their platforms, and then also raising the question of whose freedom of speech is being violated. Is it the users? Is it the platforms themselves? So all of that's been very interesting to watch.
Yeah. All right. Number 8 on the list, the war. Ukrainians and Russians. This week, Mr. Putin threatened to go to the nuclear option. What a dump. Who even believes that? He becomes the first guy that gets fried to a crisp if, in fact, there's a nuclear war. The first place that gets hit is Moscow. And so what is this? What kind of stupid is this? Everybody says, well, look out. This is a warning. We better be afraid of the Russians. They can't win in Ukraine. They've been there for, 13, 14 months? Yeah, maybe they have nuclear bombs, and maybe they got a missile that can send them up, but we can knock them down. I mean, just the whole thing with him. Somebody put a bullet in his head, please, and let's be done with this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way. It helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal prices are close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Social media time, 23 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits. And in this circumstance, in this portion of the hour, on the Good Day program, we always do social media stuff. And sometimes it's a focus on the players and the technology as much as some of the other things that, for example, we'll get to comments from you later on in this hour of our Talk Radio review. Right now, a focus on Elon Musk and his startup XAI. He's going to use all of the letters in the alphabet to compete with the other company called Alphabet before he's done. Anyway, he's got a, this is his Grok chat box. What's this all about? He's trying to raise a lot of money in the next few weeks. Some people value this new company at $20 billion. How can that be? It's not even really in existence, right? Or is it all about AI? Google has one that they call AI.
I'm surprised it took him this long to get into all of this.
Really?
And, of course, he's going to keep writing that X. X.com was his very first, I believe his very first venture, and it was online banking, which then turned into everything that happened since. But he has circled back to X.com when he changed Twitter to X. So I think he's kind of like coming full circle at his origins of companies, and everything
is going to have
that X label.
Or you can put an X or an O. You can play tic-tac-toe. All right, anyway, so
you just created a million gazillion dollar idea, and you just passed right over it.
I did. Right. So can somebody quickly reserve that someplace, somehow? So, anyway, this is a size up, and it could be worth north of $80 billion. They have raised $11.3 billion from investors to date. All of these names, Crunchbase. As a company that analyzes social media companies, Crunchbase. Okay. Anyway, this is kind of above my pay grade. You ladies have any interest in any more of this, or have we had enough of... It's talking about the startup, and they're raising capital. That's basically the story.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, billions of dollars.
Yeah. All right. So the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission wants to open an investigation into OpenAI. The Securities and Exchange Commission, and they're also, by the way, looking into this thing with X because it looks like a cash run. Promises, are they real or not? Well, you can say pretty much anything you want to if you want to raise money. People are going to put money in at their own risk. So, the Securities and Exchange Commission says that the company called OpenAI, the company has misled investors. So they have launched a probe into that. A lot of speculation this week on social media about the two presidents, the past and the present, going to the border. Dueling, what did I see? Some stupid headline. Dueling border trips, or
that's what they
like
were
that.
Calling it. I'm trying right? to shoot you at Dune.
Yeah.
I wish they would have come with, like, lightsabers or something, and, like, let's really spice up politics.
That's right, let's figure this out. What came of it? It's all politics, right?
This is the most important issue for most voters. If you look at the polls, this is the top issue I think for a lot of voters, they're going to try to force IVF because, you know, that's just sort of what's happening. But if you look at the polls now, borders up there, and they need to figure out how to fix it.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. That's where we are at the moment. Boys and girls, don't hold your breath. Well, we'll be back shortly with more on the Talk Radio Roundup.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The two leading pharmacy chains in the U.S. are set to start sales of abortion pills possibly this month. Walgreens and CVS will offer mifepristone at select pharmacies in states where it's legally permissible. Both chains have received FDA certification to dispense the pill, according to separate statements. Wildfires and blizzard warnings are causing anxiety for thousands of Americans. Over 500,000 people in California and Nevada face the threat of a blizzard with up to 10 feet of snow predicted in higher elevations. Simultaneously, major wildfires in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have claimed at least 2 lives. Alabama Senator Katie Britt will deliver the Republican response to President Biden's State of the Union address. House Speaker Mike Johnson noted that the American people will be attentive as the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the Senate turns the page on the oldest president in history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi. We have the focus on what's going on, the must-hear stories being discussed on the Talk Radio Review, the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine. Does the work, and this is for the week of February 26th, the 1st of March. There's a countdown extra that Jennifer would like to lay on us about
thank you
her fabulous governor, Governor Newsom. Governor,
you know, I always
extraordinaire.
Like to come with, yeah, and by the way, I guess Trump gave him a new name when he was at the border this week. He was calling him Governor Gavin Newsom, which really is actually the most appropriate nickname
clever
that he's ever doled out.
Newsom.
Yeah, so, you might remember during COVID that he shut down the state of California, but yet he was still going out to dinner at the French Laundry, spending like $1,500 on a bottle of wine and, you know, hanging out with his friends and yucking it up and just having a great time. He also took the kids out of school in California during COVID, yet his own kids remained in their high-end private schools. So this guy loves to set rules for all of us and then have a separate...
Not me!
...rules for himself and his buddies.
Not
yeah.
me! Yeah.
So last fall, and I think you've probably heard about this, the state of California, the state legislature, and Gavin Newsom came up with this idea to create $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers in the state of California. $20 an hour for McDonald's, Jack in the Box, you know. So he signed that into law in September, but all of a sudden, and it's supposed to take place, it goes into effect April 1st, which is why it's starting to come up now, because it's getting close. Well, all of a sudden, it was revealed that he went to high school and has become friends throughout his life with the guy who owns about 24 Panera Bread franchises in California. And this guy's name, I think, is John Flynn. He went to high school with him. They've done business together back in 2014. John Flynn, he's a billionaire, bought a high-end hotel that Gavin Newsom's company was managing at the time. So they've been closely connected. The guy's also one of the biggest donors that Gavin Newsom has. He gives him like $150,000 in a sneeze, basically, for his political campaign.
God bless
and for
you.
His wish list.
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Yes.
So Gavin Newsom, in this minimum wage bill, put in a carve-out that says if you bake bread in your establishment on the premises for sale, that you don't have to have $20 an hour minimum wage.
Right.
So they've literally created a carve-out for Panera Bread, basically to feed the to help Gavin Newsom's donor and his high school friend. So I said, you know what? If I were a McDonald's,
everybody
in the state
makes
of California,
bread from now on. Yep.
Yeah, I would bake one stinking loaf of bread, and I would sell that puppy, and I would call it like the Gavin Newsom or the French Laundry loaf or something like that, and stick it to Gavin Newsom because
loafers
loaf carve out for a friend. Can you imagine? I mean, isn't that like that's
yeah,
a
of
lot
course.
Of backbone to show corruption? And
yeah.
it's like they don't even want to hide it anymore.
Zero shame.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's,
you bake bread and
you're
fast food. So what about if you're Krispy Kreme donuts? Do you, you're baking, you're a bakery, but you don't bake bread, you still have to pay $20 an hour.
You want to do that, the alliteration there, baking bread best. Let's see, we come up with some kind of alliteration. But let's, instead of doing that.
Eat those bozos. I thought you'd be more excited about that story. I thought that was a goodie.
Well, I think what it'll do is settle in. And I'll use it from time to time. Right? I mean, you know, that's what happens with me. Every 72 experience
hours
that I
from
have.
Now.
Right.
Some reference points we've built
come
in.
Come back
okay,
again.
I'm
yes,
fine
right,
with
exactly.
that. That's fine.
Yeah,
we'll
see.
All right.
We'll talk
just
about it again
scum.
On Monday. Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Jay is watching some of the responses to our queries on our social media as to what you think the top news stories of the week are. We always kind of try to do this to compare it to what Talkers has found in the real world of News Talk Radio as to the big stories. So let's see here. I'm looking. There are a lot of people who think immigration, the trip to the border. There's this lady who lives in Tucson, thinks of this a major. It is. It's for you a big issue, but it's for me. I'm not even there, and it's a big issue for me. It is. Jennifer said earlier in the program, I think she thought it was the biggest issue facing the country. And I'd give that a thumbs up. There are two major
issues. Look at polling.
Issues.
That's what people are saying in as far as their top issues in early voting states like New Hampshire.
So if that's the case with Democrats, why would anybody vote for Biden if that's the case? You know, why would you, if that's
okay,
number
not
one
not decide another
you,
poll, but, you know, he's been saying it's the Republicans in Congress that aren't taking care of the border. But he doesn't acknowledge that he wrote 94 executive orders in his first 100 days to unravel all of the Trump policies, which caused all of this. And so there's a poll that's out now this week. This is brand new that asks who's responsible for the border crisis. And voters believe that it's Joe Biden. So even though he's trying to pass the buck, it's I mean, this is a huge problem.
Of course,
which is why
he
went to the border. But it's why he went there this week, because he knows people are looking at him as the culprit.
Yep. Well, he's got that great Alejandro Mayorkas there saying it's really no problem at all. Why are you worried? What's the big deal? 900 million Indian people coming off of out of Mexico. And by the way, that reminds me, because we're talking about number three, the migrant situation. There are lots of warnings. College spring break comes up in another, what, week or 10 days? And the college students are being warned to stay away from Mexico. A lot of times in spring, especially people that are going to school in the western part of the country, they hop on a plane or they drive across the border and they spend a week down in Mexico. Don't do it this year. The drug trafficking, the human trafficking, things that are going on down there, to think that it's a... Look at the contrast between Mexico and Canada, our two neighbors. The difference in people, well, who wants to go to Canada for spring break? I guess that would be one. Hey. I don't want to go to Canada for spring break. It's too damn cold up
there. I've been to Toronto for spring break before. It was really great.
Yeah, okay, well, help yourself. Anyway, you know, and so the warning is out. Let's look at some of the opinions that have been expressed by our listeners. Jay, I'm looking at John. Is it Nielsen? I think that's his name. John Nielsen. I'm looking at the... And what does he have to
US
say?
U.S. woman who got the silver medal in the monobob world championship bobsled race, the 39-year-old mother of two. I feel like this is what's the disheartening thing in the sports world. 39 is ancient. Like, that's elderly.
Wow, ridiculous. Look at me.
Isn't that absurd?
I'm hardly 39, and I can keep up with the best of them. I don't know if they could... Did you see, Jennifer, where Macron wants to swim across the Seine River in Paris to prove that it's okay? Because a lot of people involved in the Olympics. That's a dirty mess. Don't go. Yeah.
That's fine. Right, it comes out glowing green.
Right, exactly. Let's see here. I'm looking for the alternatives. I see a lot of people talking about the same old, same old. But here's Fred. What is Fred Shirley talking about? The sturgeons? These are the birds that are coming back to Wisconsin, right?
Yeah, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has until June 30th to decide whether or not to place them on the endangered species list, which would ban sturgeon fishing.
Right, yeah. So, I don't know. You hear me frustratingly trying to put words to my feelings about the government and species and getting everybody all worked up about stuff that's going away. And nobody talks about the fact that there are like 1,400 new species of things that have shown up around the world in the last year. And so they come and they go. It's ebb and flow.
It's a natural succession of things. That's one thing. But if it's because of human interference, like overfishing, and that's why they're endangered, then we have to step in. But not government. I mean, come on. Government has to get their hands on everything.
Common sense. All right, let's see. What does Deb Renee say?
The Arizona girl joining the boys wrestling and winning the state championship.
I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, Audrey Jimenez is her name. She's the the first female to ever win a high school wrestling state title in Arizona. She was on the girls wrestling divisions, and she was just crushing everyone. And she requested if she could join the boys division. Nobody had a problem with it, and she crushed all of them too.
Good for her. Yeah. What does that lead to? A career in the MMA when you get out of high school? What does that lead to? Where do you go with that?
I mean, WWE, baby. That's where I go.
Or what's the new one? AEW.
That's right, the new one.
What is that?
It's just a wrestling organization that's getting fame right now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Jennifer loves the wrestling stuff. But do you glue yourself to the TV sets on Monday and Tuesday night when they're on?
No. I used to when I was a kid. I don't really do that anymore. But, when I was a little, like, a teenager or junior high schooler, I did.
All right, what else have you got here? I see somebody talk about the war in Ukraine. All right, so we talked about that. I don't mean to dismiss those of you. Tell us what you want to tell us. I'm just looking for something new that gets us away from the same old, same old. And here's sort of a version of that. There was a court ruling this week that found that a television news correspondent named Catherine Herridge, who worked for Fox.
Story. Good job.
All right, Doug. So go ahead.
I'm just so happy that you're talking about this because nobody is talking about this, and it's disgusting.
I was talking about stuff that nobody else talks about.
Catherine Herridge used to work for Fox. She was very well respected as like one of their top investigative journalists. She got hired by CBS. And, I mean, she really is the real deal when it comes to journalism. I like her very much. And
one of the few remaining, by the way.
Real journalists. And so she got let go by CBS a couple weeks ago. And she got let go as part of a large chunk, like a bunch of people got let go. But the difference with her is that CBS came into her desk and took her computer, her laptop, her files, which contained all of her sources. And Catherine Herridge was so protective of her sources that she's actually standing trial right now for that, because she will not divulge one of her sources that she promised anonymity to. And so CBS came in, it took all of her stuff. They have access to all of her files, all of her research. And what she's very concerned about is that she was actually doing a ton of research on the Hunter Biden laptop story and the Biden business connections. Mm. And there are a lot of people that think that this could have been a favor from CBS back to the Biden family by taking her stuff, taking her sources, trying to silence people that may have come out with more against them. And she's been trying to get her stuff back, and CBS says, oh, well, we're going to give it to you. But why would they even take it to begin with, I think, is the real question. And why haven't they given it back yet? It's been a few weeks.
Isn't there another story with her about some Chinese scientist who started the University of Management and Technology? They had military service members who came getting tuition assistance from the Department of Defense, and she was trying to get to the bottom of that too, didn't I? See, wasn't that part of
it? It wouldn't surprise me. I'm not familiar, but that, yeah, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that she does. Right. Yeah.
She did that at Fox. The other story you're talking about was at CBS, but the previous one that seemed to have people concerned was at Fox. So anyway, see what happens with her. Number five this week on our story list is the leadership change in the Republican side of the Senate. Mitch McConnell, 82 years old, says that he's not going to be the Senate leader. He was the longest serving Senate leader in the history of the Senate, which goes back 150 years to Civil War times, I think. So, anyway, does he run again? I guess that's the question, Jennifer. Does he run again?
He's going to finish his term. I think he's going to finish it because, you know, they're 6-year terms. So I think he'll finish his term, but he's not going to be in leadership. And I think it's appropriate. It's time. There's going to be it'll be a new election, you know, 4-year cycle. And a lot of people are already jumping into it. John Cornyn has already put his hat in the ring.
And so has Thune Thurn. What's the guy's the farmer from South?
John Thune and John Barrasso are also said to want it. And Steve Daines is who Trump wants.
Yeah. Okay, well, then he's the one we shouldn't be voting for then. Thank you very much. Boy. It's 48 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a focus on the number four story this week. There will be no government shutdown. Up until Thursday, there were a lot of people who said, oh, this is going to be great. We'll shut the government down. We can screw over, if you're a Republican, you want to screw over the Democrats. If you're a Democrat, you want to screw over the Republicans. But once again, Mike Johnson, whose name is number eight on the people list, has crafted something. It's yet another kick of the can down the road, but it keeps the government from shutting down. Short-term funding bill. And it gets these, they get shorter and shorter and shorter. Pretty soon it'll be every day. We got to pass one of these things so that we can stay in business through tomorrow. The House voted 320-99. That's pretty interesting to approve the short-term continuing resolution. So as usual, Jennifer, your buddies who are the right hand of, they think they're the right hand of God, they're right of Attila the Hun. They're the ones that tried to KO this, and it didn't work.
It's because they, to be fair, I think people are looking for a balanced budget. People don't want to sign blank checks to Ukraine. They don't like the fact that Ukraine is being attached to border security. I mean, it's like a hostage situation. So Say what you will about these 20 members of the Freedom Caucus. I think, truly, I mean, it may seem annoying or inconvenient, but they're fighting for stuff that you agree with, Doug, and that I agree with, and they're not willing to just go along to get along.
Well, but
and
that's
so,
the key word, the creative phrase there, the clear takeaway from they're not willing. That's the phrase, not willing to. These people are negotiated. They need to be flexible. I don't agree with much of the stuff. You're right. I mean, some of the things, if not many of the things that they stand for, are things that are in my wheelhouse. But to continue to the government shutdown has no useful purpose. These people need to be held accountable. I give Johnson credit because he seems to be able to work with the Democrats, even though a lot of people thought when he was put in there he wasn't going to be able to do that or he wouldn't. But he is. And it's shown up over and over. So there are two issues here, I think. One of them is Mike Johnson's leadership ability, and I would say he gets probably a B-plus for that. And then the ability of the Democrats and the Republicans of all sizes, shapes, colors, and forms to work together. And these people who are on the hard right are too obstinate, too inflexible, the same as the lunatics on the left. The liberal side of things, they're too inflexible and they're too hardcore. It doesn't get anything done. And so here we got all this stuff. But, you know, on Wednesday they began shutting the government down, or whatever that means. What does that mean? Somebody turned on a light switch in the closet?
Know.
What does it mean to shut the government down? We're beginning
and
to
the
shut
thing
the government
is,
down.
Like, I just say, let's see what happens when you do. How much of it are we really going to miss? The only thing that stinks is that military families would miss out, and that's why it's better to keep things going. But
what did you start to say, Jay?
No, I just said hit Control-Alt-Delete.
Mm-hmm. Reboot.
Yeah. Can we do that with all the members of the House? And this is Alt. Hit Alt. What is it? Alt and Delete, right, at the same time? How do you do, by the way? Let me get my keyboard out. How do you?
Control-Alt-Delete.
How do you do? Okay, I'm hitting Control. How many fingers do you need, though? Look at Control, Alt, and where is the delete?
How many fingers do you typically use to type?
I know.
Is it just the two pointer fingers?
Yeah, more or less. Where's delete's way over here. So you have to use your index finger on Alt and your pinky finger on delete to make that work. Okay.
This is the most, I mean, watch out, Marconi. Here comes our award. We come
anyway,
and go, yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It's better to talk about that than these morons who are down in Washington. It really is. And how they keep getting elected, it's because of you. Y-O-U. And the same thing can be said, you know, in Alabama, there are a lot of people that are worked up because of the bill that's been passed to protect in vitro clinics because of the Supreme Court ruling granting frozen embryos personhood rights. This is a can of worms that is never, it's like the Middle East.
No Republican is upset
never.
About IVF. I mean, it may be a couple of judges, but nobody's upset about this.
Mm-hmm. No. I think we're spending a lot of time on stuff like this that we could be spending more constructively. Frankly, that's just me. And as it turns out, I have the last word because it's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live.